After the death of Eve Sakila in Dublin and the grief and the reflection and the responses to it, Seamus took to the streets of Cork. He was asking Cork people's opinion on the circumstances around the unfortunate death of the man from the Congo. Have a listen to this.
It shouldn't have happened anyway, because no one deserves that life.
Yeah, but the problem is there with all the stuff on social media there. You really need to get the facts before you make any decisions on anything. You don't know how it kicked off, you don't know how it started. But still, it was very excessive with the lads, all right.
Then again, does your security job end at the door of the shop and leave the guards deal with it after that?
Well, that's the common sense stuff, but what would happen then if... There should be no difference if they handle it bad either. They've been known to handle things bad too.
It's a bit of a tough one because I've seen so much on social media. Now, it's in the UK where people are just going in with a hold all and just emptying shelves and the security aren't allowed to touch them or, you know, lay a hand on them. So people are just doing it left, right and centre. So it's kind of a catch-22, really. Mm. You know, what's the point of having a security guard if they can't apprehend someone? But having five on one man... It's too much. Yeah.
If you take a security course, which I have in the past, then you'll understand. You shouldn't be touching any customer off the premises of the shop anyway. You know what I mean? And there's a right way to deal with it. And I guess they just need to look into the security training a bit more, you know what I mean?
So in your training, was it that your job would end at the entrance of the shop?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You shouldn't... That should be the guardies kind of controlled in from there on, you know what I mean?
So in your training, what were you told regarding people that suspected of stealing?
Suspected of stealing. I mean, number one, you need to have very good reasoning. And when you go to the person, you need to... You know, have a good explanation as to why you think they're stealing. Especially the last thing you should be doing is tackling them to the floor, putting their hands on them. If the man did steal, fair enough. You know, there's a right way to restrain them, but the way they did it, the way they went about it, as we all know, like, that's guarantee control. They shouldn't be doing that in the first place, you know.
Are you restraining by handcuffs?